Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. You are listening to Dolly Shares. I'm Dolly Howard. Nancy Hopkins is the producer. So welcome to number 72. I think it's number 72. Let me see. I will check. Yes, it is. Number 72. Pre-recorded Dolly Shares. Coming to you from Dolly World. I'm recording this to be aired the first time on Wednesday, March 25, 2020. And I drew the angel card. So, here's what they had me draw. Let me get things oriented so that I can read it to you. I got a bunch of screens. Okay, it's Archangel Uriel, self-confidence. Archangel Uriel is associated with our solar plexus chakra, and the sacred sound for this chakra is Ram. Our solar plexus chakra is our power center. It is where our inner sun shines in our body. This energy is about self-care, self-courage, and self-confidence. I'm telling you. Another perfect card for this time that we're living through. This energy is about self-care, which we are in our houses now. Well, most of us. And self-courage, we got to have courage to trust in what's going on, and self-confidence that we can get through this with no problem. We can do it. Uriel will help you with all of this and more. Just ask. Sit quietly and invite Uriel in. See a bright light glowing in your belly area. See it glowing like the sun. This light is your soul's light, shining out from your power center. Shine your light. Archangel Uriel will help you to shine your light and help you summon your courage and self-confidence when it is needed. Remember, angels want to help you. All you have to do is ask. And then don't forget to say thank you. So thank you, Archangel Uriel, and all the other angels. Thank you for watching over us, for loving us, for helping us. Thank you, God, for blessing us with the angels. Okay, so, no, I don't want to say that. Putting that one down. I wanted to say some words of encouragement to y'all, because I suppose some of you are pretty scared at this point. Nobody's lived through things like we're living through right now, and it's okay. It's exciting time. It really is. A lot of big things are occurring at this time behind the scenes that we don't know about what's happening. And they're good things. You know how I have always been. Well, how when I was in that derangement syndrome and how I just wanted the deep state to disappear. And I didn't care how. I didn't care. I just wanted them gone. Well, It's being worked on. It is. We are very fortunate that we have the white hats going against the deep state right now. This has been in the plans for years. If any of you are Q followers out there, you know it's been for many years now in the planning, and they are acting on it at this time. And we're okay. President Trump made sure that we are safe in our homes, except for a lot of the health individuals and other essential type individuals. Most of America, of the United States of America, are in their houses where they can be comfortable and not in danger. It was very convenient. I know it's tragic for people, but it's also a blessing for others, because it's a reason for the country to be pretty much shut down. Nobody coming in, nobody going out. And because nobody can come in or go out, that kind of corrals the deep state beings in the U.S. So, but at the same time, it keeps us safe, because we are given permission and even requested, asked to stay home. Stay home where you're safe. If you get sick, of course you seek medical attention. And because this stay-at-home was ordered, people went to the store to stock up. And they put out the word that there would be a shortage of toilet paper, which was genius, because it got people to the stores, because they wanted to get stocked up on toilet paper. Some of them were real assholes and collected as much toilet paper as they did, hoarded it, and are trying to sell it at outrageous prices. Annette ran across that yesterday, I think it was. She said, "Mom, listen to this. They're selling this toilet paper, so many rolls for so much money," and it was... It was freaking outrageous. It was so outrageous, I couldn't even remember it. But the thing behind saying that there would be a shortage of toilet paper, which we can live through, won't be comfortable for some, but we can live through it, was to get people to the store. And while they're at the store, they think to themselves, "Oh, well, why don't I get some eggs while I'm here, and some milk, and I think I'm out of biscottis, and that's, oh gee, I might be out of some beans, and I could pick up some hot dogs, seeing as we're going to be home, we could cook out." So it gets the people to purchase groceries at the same time without cleaning the shelves off, like they do in hurricanes down here. The shelves in stores get completely empty. But hopefully people haven't panicked like they do in hurricanes, and they leave some food for other people's and share. But the paper, toilet paper thing was the reason to get them in the stores and to get some food for a couple weeks. And the coronavirus was a good reason to close down the country. Keep people home. They warned the people who are out of the country, come home. Come home. And now they have to charter some planes to go get some people who were obstinate and didn't come home when they were told to. So that was ingenious. I think the whole thing, yes, some are not able to get through the coronavirus. And those tend to be the older people like me who have health issues to start with, like diabetes. I know it affects younger people too, but mostly the older people have more than just diabetes. They have heart issues. I know younger people and children have both heart issues and diabetes and other things that makes their immune system down. But it's the majority is the older people like me. I have the diabetes, I have half my heart is working, I have issues. I have lots of issues, health issues. So, if given a choice, would you like to help others? If you have a choice of helping someone else or others, plural, would you be willing to take the chance of the coronavirus attacking you? Yes, absolutely. I think most people my age would say yes. If we can help the younger people, the younger generations, yes, I would take the chance. I will take the chance. I was told, wash my hands, stay at home. And that's what both Annette and I are doing, because Annette has heart issues. She's my oldest daughter, and she has diabetes. Pretty bad of diabetes. So she, her immune system is down too. But like I said, we're staying home. She is working from home. She went to her employer and said, look, I'm in the health risk group. I need to be working from home. Plus, she said, if my mom contracts it, then it will kill her. And he said, oh, yes, definitely. You both need to be in your houses. Stay home. Wash your hands. So, here we are. And she gets to work from home, and so do a lot of other people who work where she works, even though it's for the government that they're working. They get to stay home. I'm not saying she works for the government. She works for a contractor who works for the government. So, she's blessed by being able to stay home and work. So there's some people out there who they are not working from home, but because of the request, stay home. They are home, but they aren't working. But I would say look at it as a vacation, because they worked on this $2 trillion COVID-19 aid package. I guess they're still working on it. Senate to vote today on that package. Of course, Pelosi got her butt in there and is causing issues. She wants to have everything in there that they have on their wish list for, and really doesn't even address the COVID-19 stuff for the people. Seriously. Oh my goodness. Well, she's not going to be able to get away with it. It just trying to work around the deep state like her. But they'll get it done. I know they will. I have no fear anymore about that. I'm just doing my job now, which is pretty easy. I'm waiting, watching, and wondering. And it's a wonderful place to be. So I just want to tell you, don't panic, y'all. We're okay. And there's already National Guard that has been deployed, and there's going to be more deployed. And in this stimulus package, people will be getting a check. Now they're talking about maybe cash, but I'm pretty sure they'll, in my world, in my thoughts, I would think they'd send people checks, depending on how many children you have and how many are in your household, adults. So you will be getting some money in. It might not cover all your bills, but you'll have enough to feed your family. For sure. And it'll work out. It'll work out, y'all. Look at this. Like a vacation. And you get a paid vacation. Maybe not as much as you want, but you're still getting pay. And you're not having to work. So that's a good thing. And let me think. We're supposed to stay at least 6 feet away from each other and do not gather in groups. The reasoning behind that is when you gather in groups, well, the 6 feet is so you don't catch the virus from each other. You don't touch each other. But always remember, wash your hands. And they don't want you in groups because it makes you more vulnerable to deep state tactics. For instance, the FF, those two words, I called them something. Hold on. I know it was, oh yeah, FF, meaning untrue event. We can't say the FF words because the IAs look for those words, and then we could get kicked out of YouTube, and I don't want to be the cause for shutting us down. So, I'll call it untrue event. So, you don't want to make it easy for them to, for the deep state to stage those untrue events. And, they could kidnap you to use you as hostages. I know it sounds very dramatic to those who don't believe what could possibly be going on. But that'll help you to understand more why to not go off in groups. And that's why they're shutting down the schools. If you got a whole school full of vulnerable children, you know what can happen there. Keep your kids home and safe. Some people can do homeschooling from home. They've got classes on the computers now, but of course, when the internet goes down for 10 days, you won't have access to that. But it's only 10 days out of their life. Maybe a little longer, maybe a little shorter. I don't know for sure. That's what has been said. So, that'll give you time alone with your children. And I know some of the people will get really stressed out, where others will take this time to do puzzles with the kids, to play games with the kids, to maybe even bake cookies or something with the kids and have fun doing that. Go out in your yards and play ball with the kids, like dodgeball or baseball or volleyball or badminton or what's that game? I love to play that game with the hoops and the balls and the croquet. All sorts of things that you can do with them. I know some people get really stressed when they're around the kids very long. Please, I'm begging you, do your very best to not get stressed and start hitting on the kids. I've noticed that's going on the news, and I watch Fox News and OAN News. They have shown that some children have been taken to the hospital because they got beat on too much by their frustrated parents. Please, find something else other than your child to hit on. Please, try to control yourself. Act like you should, an adult should. Don't beat on those who are weaker than you. Because it's not just the children, it's also those like older people who depend on you. And you get frustrated with them. They can't help it. There are some ornery butts out there who are older. Make sure they have food and water and they have access to toilets. If you have to help them, you can help them with that. But you can also put them in their room and shut the door for an hour or two. Unless they need checked on more frequently. But don't beat on those who are weaker than you for one reason or another. Please. Control yourselves. But I'm looking at the side where, oh my gosh, you could turn this into a wonderful time together. Okay, enough on that. I was explaining why you should be staying at home. Stay in place. Remember, wash your hands. I'll be saying that throughout here. So it's been said that for 10 days, the internet will go down, and the TV will be down for except for pre-recorded programs that they'll be playing. I'm not sure what what will be on the programs. I think I heard them say that it will be being explained to us, and I don't know what will be explained to us, but supposedly there'll be informative programs for us. And we will have electricity. I was listening for that. So, Because there's people who are on oxygen or treatments that they need electricity to run the treatment with. And so there's people who absolutely need and depend on electricity, and I'm glad they got that covered. And they do. And supposedly for 10 days, maybe less, maybe a little more. The economy. Now, don't be worried about the economy. It's all figured out. It's been figured out for quite a while now. They needed to do a reset. When this reset is done, we will, our money will be backed by gold. I think silver too. I'm not sure. But it'll be backed. It won't just be paper money that was printed on. Our economy is going to be so much better than we've ever known it. So don't worry about that. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. And Trump says that he's always said it'll be over in April. It'll be over in April. It'll be over in April. He wants it to be over by Good Friday, so that on Easter Sunday, the stay-at-home will be lifted. Everyone will be able to go out to their church of choice, or their temple, or their synagogue, or their mosque, or wherever they go to carry out their religious services, or ceremonies, or rituals. And they can thank their God for what has happened, for their present and their future. And this is important for those who do have a religion. Very important. For those of you who don't, well, you'll have another day of rest, I guess, to be thankful in your own ways. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's up to you. It's your choice. Which is another good thing that we have here in America. We have choices. We're going to be given back our choices. We aren't going to be told, oh, you're a racist, because you don't believe what I want you to believe. Well, just on that. I never was politically correct. Never did abide by that. I like to follow the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. So that means I'm not going to go out and be mean to people on purpose. No. And if I come across mean on people, I really apologize for it. Okay, now there was another place. I better save this. Oh, it is saved. Okay, put that down. I was interested in all the comments on the YouTube of the shows we've been doing lately. Oh, thank you so much, everyone, for the comments you share with us of how you're feeling and what you'd like to see and what you'd like not to see. And thank you so much for sharing that. On Say What that we did Saturday night, this last Saturday night, which was March 21st, 2020. I'm going to refresh this because I'm looking, we had 653 views So, 56 likes and one not like. So I'm going to refresh this. 653 views and 25 comments. Where's my refresh? Here it is. There, I put Nancy down. I just had looked at this before I started this, those 500 and some views. Now, we are at 660 views. Still 57 likes and one not like and 25 comments. I think the comments are the same. It's just the views have gone up, which is really nice. I love it, y'all. Thank you so much for your comments. And there's one here. I think it was from... Oh, let's do this one. WG says, Dolly, near the end, when thanking all with love for sharing knowledge and understanding, you forgot to mention Walt. Although I know, of course, you didn't mean to. And Derek and Maureen, too, and the many others on every show. So, to all of you, extra love and thanks, too. Well, that's why I really don't like to mention names when I'm saying I love you. Because my brain can't remember all that stuff. I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I forget. So I think I'm going to start a new practice, WG, when I say I love you. I'm just going to say, I love you. All of you know who that is, and it's everybody who listens to the show with an open heart, open mind, and goodness in their heart. To those who are full of evilness, I will love you too. Not what you do that is evil and mean and awful, but I will love you too. God's the judge, not me. So, thanks, WG, for sharing that with me. Now, let me see. There was this one I'm really looking for because I wanna use that for an example. And it's good. If I can find it. Where is it? I keep scrolling up and down. My eyes won't focus on it. Come on. Eyes, you will focus and you will see it. Don't forget about Ho'opono. Ho'oponopono. I like Nancy's definition, bringing back into balance. So, don't forget to send out Ho'oponopono thoughts. That was from Mapuana Kapuna. I take it that he or she is, I beg your pardon, I don't know which you are, he or she. I thank you for your comment. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, now I'm still looking for that one. Why am I not focusing on it? Bear with me, please. Is this it? Yes, I found it, y'all. And I know she won't mind. Infinite awareness. She's had a breakthrough. Hold on.
Call from CVS.
No, thank you, CVS. So, infinite awareness. She says, as you said, Nancy, we are all forced to sit still in a sense and manifest. What are we going to manifest? Ending of our servitude or more slavery? I pick ending our servitude and freedom. Bless you, Infinite. Ani's words right true in my ears. A question on Ani's last show keeps repeating in my mind. One of Ani's fans posted a question to her. And it said, now that we are held captive in our homes, what are they going to do to us? And in true Ani form, and her beautiful accent, she replies, my dear, the question is not what are they going to do with us, but is what shall we do with them? I thought that was brilliant. Brilliant, says Infinite. Manifest, everyone, manifest. A world halting servitude, halt debt, halt money, halt hate, halt disease, halt pain, halt negative thinking. It is time to manifest. Bring forth love, kindness. So here, let me change this word. Let's all manifest bringing forth love, kindness, compassion, togetherness, generosity, healing, forgiveness, freedom, passion, courageousness, prosperity for all of Earth's mankind. We are the co-creators of this reality. Halt the dark side from leading us down the dark path. The blue kachina, there are two roads. One good and one bad. You decide which one you want to take. Thank you, Infinite. Thank you for sharing with us the place where you are now and encouraging all of us with your encouraging words. What I would like to do when you're saying manifest a world halting servitude, rather than say halt it, let's think of it as now see, it's a hard thing to do. It's still hard for me to do it. What we're going to do is change the halt to a positive. See everyone free. Rather than halting servitude, see everyone free. Free of any shackles. Anything holding them back. We will manifest freedom for all. And where you say halt debt, manifest that everyone has enough money for what they need. We all have enough, is what I always say. Thank you, God, for enough. Money, food, whatever. Thank you, God, for enough. And so rather than saying halt that, we'll manifest halt enough. That we don't have, that we live in abundance. Manifest enough that manifest that we have enough money that we can live in comfort. That kind of thing. That kind of thought. Halt hate. Okay, rather than we think halt hate, we can say we can manifest love. Love for each other. Everyone loving and tolerating and putting up with having the energies to where we can accept people for who they are. So we want to manifest love for all, and all to have love for all. How about we do that rather than halt hate? And then halt disease? Let's picture everyone healthy. Oh my gosh, I'm just reading this. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. I want to run this back. I always have the news running. But I have the mute on. The Prince of Wales has tested positive for coronavirus. He has been displaying mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health, and has been working from home throughout the last few days as usual. Hold on. I need it to go forward. Okay, here we go. The Duchess of Cornwall has also been tested, but does not have the virus. In accordance with government and medical advice, the Prince and the Duchess are now self-isolating at home in Scotland. I didn't know they lived in Scotland. That's how much I know about English government. So, oh, Charlie and his wife are staying at one of their homes in Scotland, evidently. Now, I saw something on the Queen. Let me share that with you as soon as we get to it. Fast forward here. Oh, here it is. The Queen is quarantining herself, and I assume the dude she's married to also, in one of their country homes. Trying to see if I can tell you where, but I'm not sure if they'll say it. I'd have to turn the volume on, and I don't want to right now. No, I don't know. The dude she's married to are holding up in one of their houses. At least that's what they say. I think other things, but that's me. I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I admit it. Okay, so we were doing this halt pain. Rather than halt pain, let's manifest that there is no more pain. Unless it's needed as a warning to someone. Like if you cut your finger, you got to realize you cut your finger. So you got to have a pain there. So let's manifest that we only have pain in necessary situations. Halt negative thinking. Okay. Now that's what I'm trying to teach us. I say us because I have trouble. I struggle with this too, but it's come easier because I've been practicing it for a while. So, halt negative thinking. So, we're going to manifest that everybody looks at things with a positive attitude. How can I do this better? How can I say this with better words? Things like that. So, we want to think, manifest positivity. Like if you're working on something and you're having a hard time with it, and you just want to say all the naughty words in your vocabulary, sit back on your haunches for a minute and take some deep breaths and clear yourself up of bad thoughts and think, manifest. Okay, I can do this. I will figure a way that I can do this. And if I need to, I can call for some help. Even though I may have to swallow some pride, maybe the person I call for the help will be bolstered in their egos in a good way, and you'll be helping them at the same time they'll be helping you. So, thank you for doing this infinite awareness, because I know what you mean with all this halting. I know you're meaning it to go into positivity. But see what I'm trying to teach people, and because of you, I'm able to teach people something I have been wanting to for a while, but I didn't know how to say it. And you have helped me to say it and share this with everybody. So, I can use this manifesting in good ways with what's going on now. Oh, it's good. Everything that's going on is a good thing for us. As we're seeing, this coronavirus seems to be hitting a lot of deep state beings. Tom Hanks and his wife, they're into pedophilia. Very deep. I had no clue until I was researching yesterday and I saw all this evidence. Oh my gosh, yes, we need that out of our world. Manifest no more pedophilia, no more children suffering. All children being in a state where they feel loved for themselves, cherished, not used and abused. And I'm not thinking love in that way, love that they're there to be used and abused. I'm thinking genuine love and happiness and trust, giving them to be able to trust people. And I saw Lady Gaga had a thing saying she was sorry she sold her soul to the Illuminati, and she looked horrible. I mean, she really looked bad. She probably isn't getting that endocrinology or whatever they call it, whatever it is. We're going to have fewer of those kind of people. And I saw a picture of a boat with Obama Nation in it, and who's that actor? He used to play on a hospital show. Well, anyway, I saw them in a boat, and somebody was sitting between their legs, and you can imagine what they were doing. And they're on one of the lists that I have seen of actors and people in the known people, famous people. It's not just all actors and actresses. It's deep state peoples. So if you want to find out who's on the list, you can go look it up. I've already been there in the negativity. I want to picture the deep state as being corralled and taken care of in the way that they need to be for the highest and best of all concerned. And that doesn't include, well, yeah, it does include them, because that's not a good thing even for them to be doing. So I guess I can look at it and say, please let what's going on be in the deep state world for the highest and best of all concerned, and let it, all the activities now, because it is a war, it's a spiritual war, and it's a war.
Do you believe in a deep state bent on world control, and that President Trump is an executor of the plan created by patriots to take the republic from a corporation? Then listen to this clip from March 21st show on YouTube station X22 Report.
I do believe that Trump has been sending messages during his presser. Now, DOQ tweeted out this, and this is Doc Holliday. I believe POTUS is talking to all of us anons here in this clip via comms. What do you think? Take a listen to what Trump said.
That are thinking about nothing other than this invisible enemy. They have done such an incredible job, and they will continue, and we're going to win, and there'll be a lot of celebration when we win. And we're going to win with as few lives lost as possible. That's the game. Win with as few lives lost as possible. It's a tough enemy. It's a tough killer. Far bigger, far more vicious than ever before.
Now, if you listen to Trump, we're fighting this invisible enemy. We want as few to die because that's the game. And we're going after this enemy, not the virus, but an enemy. That is very interesting. Now, let's take everything that we talked about and start to put all of this together and what I do believe is coming next. Now, so let me just read this post again. This is post 34. This is November 1st, 2017. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of a shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3. Actionable 11.4. So that's March 11th. Completed on April 10th. Actionable on April 11th. Let me continue. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actionable and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessities. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during the time in an effort to provide a direct message, avoiding the fake news, to all citizens. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during the time will be met with a swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle the conduct these operations at home and abroad. So once again, we know that Biden, the Post, they're all saying let's censor Trump. And I do believe that Trump is going to broadcast to bypass all of that. Then we go to post 35. Now remember, April 10th, 20, the ban on Europe is lifted on April 10th, 20. Those are Trump's initials. And in this post, it says POTUS will be well insulated, protected on Air Force One and abroad, specific locations classified. While these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, it is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. It is our hope that this message reaches enough people to make a meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone can understand. Follow the questions from the previous thread and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags, stay alert, be vigilant, and above all, please pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Love is patient, love is kind. God bless my fellow Americans. So right there, it's telling us that on March 11th, by the way, March 11th is when the WHO said this is a global pandemic. Everything began on that date. I want to take this one step further. And if we look at post 32, let me just read it and you'll understand what I'm saying. Maybe one day, but it cannot go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you'll see the tide turn. Not even the mainstream media can hide and rest assured. Some will be jailed as deep cover agents. So if they went out and they arrested one or two in the cabal and their network of bad actors, well, it would be ignored or downplayed by the mainstream media. The story would be spun. What Q is saying, this has to happen in one fell swoop, that it is so big it cannot go unnoticed and will shock the nation and the world. And then I want to take us to post 44, because I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they want us to look for a message. Now, this is very, very interesting. It says, before POTUS departs on Friday, he will be sending an important message via Twitter. God bless. Now again, which Friday is this going to be? Is it going to be this Friday coming up, the Friday after? But I do believe it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, in this time frame. Then let's go to post 55. Q actually tells us what to look for on Twitter. Look to Twitter. Exactly this, and this is in quotes, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. I do believe that we are watching this plan unfold. To go to this length of having the entire country shut down, where people are being ordered to stay in their homes, not under martial law. The governors, yes, they're coming out saying, you know something, I believe that everyone should stay in their homes. Actually, some places are even putting curfews on their citizens in certain states. But this is not just happening in the United States. This is happening worldwide. I do believe this operation that we're watching, it just can't be a coincidence that it's all happening at the same time. And Trump is continually talking about an invisible enemy that's deadly. This storm that we're watching right now is unfolding in front of our eyes. And I just want to take it one other step, because it's all starting to make sense, at least the way I'm seeing it. Now, we know that April 10th is Good Friday. It's also Trump's initials, 4-10-20. And what's very interesting is that Q keeps on telling us it's going to be biblical. Well, don't we have Good Friday, and then Sunday is Easter? This is going to be biblical. Isn't this a rebirth? Isn't this something new? Aren't we seeing this all unfold now? Aren't the pieces coming together? And when you start to put it all together in all the pieces, with Pompeo, with the puzzle, with the Hollywood actors and actresses talking to each other in the way they're talking and how panicked they feel, and the way Trump keeps on talking about this invisible enemy, and how all the dates are lining up. This, to me at least, and to what a lot of people are looking at right now, is a major operation. And it seems that it's all coming together. And I don't believe they would be doing all of this. Everything that we're seeing with the United States being locked down, with the, and I don't mean locked down martial law, I mean everyone stay home, everyone be protected. We don't want a false flag. We're trying to minimize damage. We're not just seeing it here, but we're seeing it worldwide, all at the same time. And they have dates. And Trump has said from the beginning that he believes that this is going to be all over and done with by mid-April. And he already started the narrative for a cure. We know it's going to cure it. And with a snap of a finger, the whole thing disappears. But it is presented to the world of what really took place. I do believe that we're watching all of this happen at the same time. We're just waiting for the word from Trump on Twitter to say, this is the storm. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.
You have just heard a clip from the March 21st YouTube station X22 report. Be safe.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.